But we're getting ready to start the John Smith Memorial Race here with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. And you can always tune in later on at keystoneallstars.weebly.com and check out the rebroadcast of the heats and the features from tonight's action with the All-Stars. So definitely check that out. We're going to get ready for heat number one here in just a couple of minutes, so hold tight. As I know you're getting pretty anxious to see what these guys can do out on the track. There's a lot of power to be put down on the dirt out there, so make your way on up to the track, and if you want to go check them out and just kind of hang up there, they love seeing fans up by the fence and in their places there where they can safely watch and cheer them on as they go by. And speaking of our sponsors here, talking about Weebly, that's where we're at, the official website provider, the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars, keystoneallstars.weebly.com. We're going to be sending them out on the track right now. Heat number 1A on the pole, the Triple X of Brandon Oldham. Outside row number one, Ben Gallup in the 07. Row number two, inside, Josh Hughes in the number seven. Robbie Sargent in the outside of row number two in the number nine. Paul Deasy in the 707. That's row number three. Outside row number three, Ralph Spithaller, two-time winner so far this season with the All-Stars. In the number 56 and rounding out the field is the number 38 of Randy Adair. So pick your favorites. Pick your favorites. I know it's only the first part of the heat, but hey, you're still going to see some great action here on the John Smith Memorial Heat 1A Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. All-Stars are getting a symbol. One more lap here. One lap here. We'll get them lined up and open them up here. Also like to thank rainedout.net. That's our official place to find out if we're racing or not. You can always log on to our website and sign up to be notified. Know before you go, rainedout.net. As you can hear, the thunder as they roll on by again. The Triple X of Brandon Oldham on the pole outside the 07 of Ben Gallup. And we're going to get ready to light them up here. Getting excited. I know I'm pumped up and ready. Let's go. Green flag waves and heat number 1A is underway. The battle into turns 1 and 2. Triple X takes the early lead, but the 07 is trying to pull on the outside. Gallup's got a little bit of a nose piece ahead going into 3 and 4, but gives the position away to Oldham as they go through past the stands. Oldham is your leader into 1 and 2, followed by Gallup in the 07, who takes a commanding lead into 3 and 4, leaving the door open for Sarchet in the 09 is now in your second spot. That door is hanging wide open there as the Triple X gets loose and is a little bit on the track. Going through 3 and 4 once again, your leader at Gallup in the 07, Sarchet in the 09, and the single 7, that is Josh Hughes. Running with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars here tonight for the John Smith Memorial. Again, coming through 3 and 4, your leader is the 07 of Ben Gallup. Second spot goes the 09 of Robbie Sarchet as we keep walking our way through. Across the line again, your leader is Gallup, followed by Sarchet. And in the third spot is Hughes in the single 7. Randy Adair in the 38 coming from the tail spot has now moved into the fourth, but he's got a long road to hoe to catch up to those top three carts. Going through 1 and 2 right now. Again, Gallup is your leader in the 07, followed by the 09 of Sarchet and the single 7 of Josh Hughes. White flag flies. One more circuit. We'll see if we got a challenge for the lead. 07 is your leader. Gallup leaves the door open a little bit, but Sarchet's not able to take advantage in the 09. Single 7. Hughes in the third spot. Battle through the back there. Randy Adair in fourth. Coming across the line. The 07. Ben Gallup followed by the 09. Robbie Sarchet and the 7. Josh Hughes. There you go. There's your top three for Heat 1A. Keystone Unlimited All-Stars qualifying heat racing here at Good Hope Speedway. We're getting ready for Heat 1 Part B, shall we say, as they get ready to make their way out onto the track. Let's see if the guys picked up anything from those who were out there turning laps. We're getting a signal to send them out. Starting on the pole for Heat 1B, Harry McElhaney in the number 12. Outside row number 1 is the number 55, the two-time winner of this race. Ed Mudrick in the 55. Row number 2 has Mark Bergfeld in the inside of row number 2. Outside row number 2 is Aaron Brest in the number 2. Rick Menier on the inside of row number 3 in the 22. And John Smith Rookie of the Year, the 2R of Larry Riggleman in the tail spot. Heat 1B, Keystone Unlimited All-Stars here at Good Hope Speedway. As it gets a little bit of heat in the engines here, we'll get them lined up and get the idea of how we're going to go here or not. As the field starts to bunch up a little bit. Again, Harry McElhaney in the number 12 will be on the pole for Heat 1B. Heat 1B of the Limited All-Stars here at Good Hope. Outside Ed Mudrick in the 55. As we try to get him lined up here. Okay, looks like we're getting bunched up enough here. We might be getting the call for the green flag. Starting Heat 1B. Green flag waves, and we're underway. The number 12 takes their lead with Mark Bergfeld, the 99, taking the second spot, sliding into Rick Minear, trying to get his double animals in there, but he's calling for a wave off. He's having some issues. He's going to come off the track as we come around the front. Your leader, the number 12, Harry McElhaney, in the number 12. Second spot's Aaron Brest in the number 2. Third spot, Mark Bergfeld in the 99, coming out of 3 and 4 right now. Brest has got a good run on the 12 of McElhaney, but unable to make the pass, going into 1 and 2. Looks to the inside, nose in, but backs off. Plenty of great, clean, and professional driving here. Heat 1B of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars races. Brest slides into 3 and 4 on the inside, takes the lead at the flag stand, and the lead through 1 and 2. Brest in the number 2 is your leader. Second spot's number 12, McElhaney, and Bergfeld's making a big race up to the lead. Tried to challenge for the lead in the number 99. He's only hanging about three carts behind, going through 1 and 2. Again, your leader's the number 2 of Aaron Brest. Second spot going to McElhaney in the 12, and the Bergfeld in the 99. Last year's winner in the 55, Ed Mudrick, in the 4th spot. Going through 1 and 2, again down the backstretch. Brest has opened up a lead on the second place car to McElhaney as they come through and get a signal. Only a few laps left to make your moves. Brest is your leader in the number 2. Second spot, the 12 of McElhaney. Third spot, Bergfeld in the 99. White flag waves. One more circuit to go. Doesn't look like anyone's going to catch Brest in the number 2. Second spot is the 12 of McElhaney as Bergfeld closes up, but he may not have enough time to make that second spot up as they come across the line. Your winner, Aaron Brest in the number 2, followed by the 12, Perry McElhaney. Mark Bergfeld in the 99 is your third place cart, and the 55, Ed Mudrick, in the 4th spot. And as always, we certainly like to thank those who allow us to put the Keystone Lightning show on, and of course, the show we put on for all the fans with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Bergfeld Racing Enterprises, also known as BRE Small Engines, has been serving the needs of Carter since 1978. Check them out, located in Western Pennsylvania. Your engine needs, from kids' carts to the largest 2- and 4-cycle race engines. Bergfeld Racing also has the Bergfeld Bumper, which is a pretty cool aftermarket bumper, one of the most popular out there. Wedge bodies, dually hubs, and so much more. Check them out online at bergfeldracing.com. Also like to thank Weebly, the official website provider for the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Check out our homepage at keystoneallstars.weebly.com. We'd also like to thank Track Tack Tire Treatments, sponsor of the King of the Hill race here at the John Smith Memorial at Good Hope Speedway. Okay, we're getting just about ready to start heat number 2 of the John Smith Memorial race here at Good Hope Speedway. Heat number 2A prepping their way out onto the track. We'll give them a couple laps to get situated and ready to go. We'll be making our way out on the track now for Heat 2A. On the pole is the 38 of Randy Adair, outside row number 1. Ralph Spithaller in the number 56. Row number 2, inside Paul Deasy with the 707. Outside Robbie Sarchet in the 09. Josh Hughes in row 3 in the 7. Ben Gallup outside in the 07. And Brandon Oldham in the triple X. That will round out your field for Heat 2A. Heat 2A. Of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars John Smith Memorial Race, Heat 2A. as they get all warmed up here and ready to go. We'll be getting lined up in just a moment. Well, I got a moment here. Like to let you know the Unlimited All-Star Division is brought to you today by the American Kart Track Promoters Association, or AKTPA, for cost-effective track insurance that protects your racers and spectators alike in event planning and assistance with providing solid nationally accepted rules packages. AKTPA is here for both the track promoters and racers alike. For more information on AKTPA, check out aktpa.com or call 317-501-3377. Again, heat number 2A for John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway. Green flag flies, and it's our drag race down to turns 1 and 2 as Randy Adair takes the lead into 38, but quickly approaching is the 09. Sarchet makes a move on the inside. Adair spins in the middle of the pack, and he gets the cart rolled up on top of him. Here's a triple X is on top of Randy in the 38 there. Triple X pulling off the 38 right now. Caution flag is out. Caution flag is out. And we're going to make sure that Randy's okay in the 38 there. He seems to be getting out okay. We're listening to the scanner feed here. Red flag. Red flag is now displayed, and drivers are told to kill engines. Red flag is out. Red flag is out. All right, before we tell right now, everything seems to be okay. Randy's out, taking off his helmet and gloves.
Kathy, go and tell the starter guys to come out.
Brandon Oldham in the Triple X riding up there. He seems to be all right as well. He's got hands up. Randy's giving hands up. Applause around. Applause. There you go. There you go. Okay, stay with us here as we get ready to reline the All-Stars up. Get them refired here, Good Hope Speedway. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out here in support of the John Smith Memorial Race, and those who are watching as drivers are getting their instructions right now. We'll get them back underway here and get this Heat 2A back underway. Seems like words going around. We're going to fire them up right now and get back to race and action here. Heat 2A, Good Hope Speedway. Line them up here as the 38 is off the track now, so we're going to get them lined up here and get them set up to go. Looks like leading them down into turns 1 and 2 for the start, getting ready for the start. The 707, the 707. Paul Deasy is going to lead them to the start. Outside, Ralph Spithaller in the 56. The single 7, the black 7 there of Hughes in the inside of row 2. Outside row 2, the 09 of Robbie Sarchet. Then the 87 and the triple X. Green flag flies and we're back to racing. 707 takes the lead going into turns 1 and 2 as they led off. Spithaller's got a great bit of momentum going around the 1 and 2 on the outside. He's running the high side, trying to find a way to fit into the inside. Hard to do that. 707, Paul Deasy is your leader, followed by the 7 of Hughes in second as we got a spin in turns 1 and 2, but they correct themselves. No caution flag out. 707, Deasy is your leader. The 07, Ben Gallup in the second spot now as it crossed the flag stand, followed by the single 7 of Josh Hughes going through 3 and 4 and down the backstretch. 707 is your leader. Paul Deasy getting that four-stroke out there, rolling around across the flag stand, still is your leader, getting challenged on the outside by the 07 of Ben Gallup and the 7 of Josh Hughes in the third spot. They all bunch up getting into 1 and 2, but it seems like Deasy can pull through 3 and 4 pretty well as he lays on the power. And the 07's on the outside, but falls back into line. 707 right now, Paul Deasy is your leader. Ben Gallup in the 07 in the second spot, followed by Hughes in the single 7 as your third spot. Fourth spot now is the triple X. As they are still making laps, Spithaller slides back to fifth spot after challenging there for the lead. They're getting a signal, two laps to go. 707, Paul Deasy is your leader. Going through 1 and 2, 07. Gallup is your second spot, and Hughes in third. DZ leader taking a white flag, followed by Gallup and Hughes. Oldham in fourth spot, challenge for the lead. On the inside, the 07 of Ben Gallup, putting some muscle in there, takes the spot away through three and four, and he's going to take the win in heat 2A, followed by Hughes in the number seven, and DZ in third. Wow, that was exciting racing action here. Tell you what, if you didn't have fun on that, I don't know what you're doing out there, but we're going to keep having fun as we got heat 2B on the way. Heat 2B coming up. All right, heat 2B. It is to be a great shootout here for the John Smith Memorial as we got last year's John Smith Rookie of the Year, Larry Rimbleman, trying to unleash the beast in the 2R on the pole outside the 22 of Rick Minear. Row number two has the regular two. That's Aaron Bress, the last heat winner. Outside row two, the number 99 of Mark Bergfeldt. Row three, the 55. And that would be Ed Mudrick in the 55. He's the defending two-time John Smith Memorial winner. And, of course, rounding out the field, the number 12, Harry McElhaney. So this is going to be a great shootout here. We'll see how things go. It looks like we might be adjusting the order a little bit here to get them underway. All right, heat 2B as Riggleman is on point to start that. Minear, twin animals on that hot rod. We'll see how he can power through as we get ready to get the call here. Because the 2R is a little slowing on the track a little bit. The rest of the field's going to slide up around, and that will put the 2 of Aaron Bress on the point. Outside Rick Minear in the 22. Okay, looks like we got him lined up here. Green flag waves, and the power is being put down. We'll see how they make it through turns one and two as Minear gets the early lead in the 22. Aaron Bress in the 2 is in the second spot. Mark Bergfeldt, the 99, in the third position. Ed Mudrick in the 55 is in your fourth spot as they come past the flag stand. And the leader for that is Rick Minear in the 22. Bress in the number 2 is your second spot. Bergfeldt, the 99, in the third position through 3 and 4, spacing out as Bress is gaining on Minear, but he's still able to hold about a half a car length lead as Bress gets a little loose going through 3 and 4, allowing Bergfeldt to catch up a little bit, but is about 5 car lengths behind going through 3 and 4 now. Minear in the 22 is your leader, followed by Bress in the 2. Bergfeldt in the 99, Mudrick in the 55, and McElhaney in the 12. Going down the back stretch into the third and fourth corner. Caution is waving right now. Caution flag is out. Green flag waves, and we got him back underway as Minear leads him through one and two, getting an early jump to about a 3-car length lead. Going down the backstretch, followed by Aaron Bress in the number 2. Mark Bergfeldt closing up on that second spot, going through 3 and 4, about 2 lengths behind. Slides a little bit, but still holds on, drops back about 3 spots. Getting a little bit loose into 1 and 2 as Bergfeldt in that third spot, but Minear is pulling away to a 5-car lead going through 3 and 4 as they power down the front stretch. Rick Minear in the 22 is your leader, followed by Bress in the 2, and Bergfeldt in the 99. McElhaney makes the spot move up to the 4th position, putting Mudrick in the 5th spot as they go through 3 and 4. Only a couple more laps to go as Minear leads with the 22, followed by the 2 of Bress. And about 6 lengths back is Bergfeldt in the 99. White flag waves for Minear as they come past the line. The 22 is flying out there, followed by the number 2 of Aaron Bress. Mark Bergfeldt in the 99 and the 12. That's your top 4. Checker flag has been pulled, and it's waving for Rick Minear in the 22, followed by Aaron Bress in the number 2. Mark Bergfeldt in the 99, the 12. comes in the next spot with Harry McElhaney, and rounding out the field, Ed Mudrick in the 55. Great racing action, Heat 2 of the Unlimited All-Stars. Yes, the King of the Hill. We will be having that coming up here in just a little while. So definitely stay tuned for that, and the fun. We'll explain that a little bit later on, and thank our sponsors, TrackTac, for putting a couple extra bucks for that. The Unlimited All-Stars Division is brought to you today by the American Kart Track Promoters Association. From cost-effective track insurance that protects your racers and spectators alike, to event planning and assistance with providing solid nationally accepted rules packages, AKTPA is here for both tracks and track promoter and racers alike. For more information on all that AKTPA has to offer, check out AKTPA.com or give us a call at 317-501-3377. The Keystone Racing All-Stars use raindown.net to quickly send out word of a cancellation or change directly to your phone and email. Raindown.net, know before you go. For the latest information on the Unlimited All-Stars rules and merchandise, head to unlimitedallstars.org, the official national website of the Unlimited All-Stars. We also like to thank the American Kart Racing Association, or AKRA. They are the national sanctioning body of the Keystone All-Star Late Model Clone Series and the Keystone All-Star Stock Animal Classes. And it's going to be pretty interesting. We took the top six qualifiers. That would be the top six, the top three from Heat 1 and Heat 2 and A and B and things to that nature. And we put them out there, and we get some from the pill draws, and we let them race for the top six spots. So you'll see a green-white checker roll here. You'll see someone go around, and if they lose the King of the Hill thing, they pull in the infield, then they pick up the next one. And it keeps going on and on and on here, and we'll set the top six for this event. Definitely like to thank our sponsor, the King of the Hill Shootout. It's brought to you by TrackTac Tire Treatments. No matter what your track conditions, TrackTac will help you get the winning grip on your racing surface. With a full line of products from tire conditioners to the most aggressive durometer dropper, TrackTac provides the racing world with the most reliable and consistent tire products on the market today. For more information on the full line of TrackTac products, see your local TrackTac dealer or check them out on the web, TrackTac.com. They're also putting up an extra $50 on this one, so $50 goes to the winner of the King of the Hill. So definitely a big thank you goes out to TrackTac Tire Treatments for sponsoring this segment of the John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway. So once we get everything kind of set up here, we'll get the All-Stars down to the grid and get them fired up and ready to start for the King of the Hill. All right, by the sounds of it, we're getting ready to go here. We'll need a moment to probably warm up a bit, but we'll get them out here. Again, this will be green-white checker, and the one who loses their round will pull onto the infield. And this sets the top six for the feature. No cautions, it's just rolling. All right, heading out right now. First off, the 09 and the 7, the 09 of Robbie Sarchet and the 7 of Josh Hughes. First two out on the track, side by side. Green flag flies, and the King of the Hill is on the way. Battling into 1 and 2 right now as Sarchet holds the lead. Going through 1 and 2, powers down the backstretch into 3 and 4. Going in through 3 and 4 right now. Sarchet holds the lead by about 3 carts over Hughes in the 7. Going through 1 and 2 once again. Still holding about a 3-4 cart length. Able to pull away on the straightaway as that Jawa is flying in through 3 and 4. Checker flag flies. Sarchet is your winner. Round 1, a King of the Hill. So we'll bring him around here and get ready for the next contestant. As the 09... Robbie Sarchet out there. Joining him is the 99 of Mark Bergfeld as they get lined up side by side here. And they're getting ready to throw the green for it. Green flag flies, and we're underway as Sarchet takes the early lead going through 1 and 2. Bergfeld goes through about 4 or 5 lengths back as they go down the backstretch into 3 and 4 once again. Sarchet takes the white flag. Bergfeld still about 6 back now. Go on down the backstretch for the checker flag. The number 09, Robbie Sarchet. There you go. Round two, King of the Hill in the books. Looks like that 09 might be the one to do it. Who are you thinking out there? Ladies and gentlemen, who do you think is going to be able to knock off the 09 for the next round of the King of the Hill? We'll see who's coming out now. It's the 07, the 2011 Grand National Champion, Ben Gallup. This is going to be a good one, folks. You definitely want to get up and see this. Coming through 3 and 4 right now, and the green flag flies. Sarchet takes an early lead, but going through 1 and 2. Gallup is right on his tail. Gets a little loose coming out of 2. Loses a couple cart spots going into 3 and 4 right now. Sarchet holds the lead. Going around the corner. Some sparks flying as they hit out around there. Going through 1 and 2 once again. Sarchet is your leader. Moving about a 5-cart length like this. He's able to drag it down through the backstretch into 3 and 4 once again. Sarchet is your winner over Gallup. All right, 3 rounds in, 3 rounds down. Again, we're trying to determine the top 6 spots to start for the feature in the John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway. So we'll see if the next contender can make a mark on this. Aaron Brest out on the track right now. Just racing clones here not too long ago. First ride with the All-Stars today. And he won a heat earlier, so we'll see if he can do something here. Tries to get a little anxious on the start, but unable to do it. The flagman holds off, going through 1 and 2 right now. Sarchet holds the lead in the 09. His breast slowly slips back to about 4 cart lengths back, going through 3 and 4, making up a little bit of ground, but not quite enough. White flag flies for Sarchet in the 09, going through 1 and 2. Breast drops back about 8-10 spots right now, going through 3 and 4 right now. It looks like round four is going to go to the 09. Robbie Sarchet on a rail out there. Got lots of power under the bonnet as well. All right. Who's next in the stable? Who's going to be the one? Can anybody take out the 09? All right. Well, we'll find out here in just a moment. Okay, the next one to come out is not going to come out, so it looks like that's going to be it for the King of the Hill competition. Congratulations to the 09 of Robbie Sarchet, winner of the King of the Hill competition here at the John Smith Memorial. Taking home a cool 50 clams from TracTac Tire Treatments, a sponsor of the King of the Hill shootout. We'll get the orders lined up and get ready to run the features here, so don't go too far. We got plenty of great racing action at Good Hope Speedway. And while we have a break in the action with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway, I'd like you to know, coming into the race, Ralph Spithaller leads the Keystone Unlimited All-Star points, followed by Randy Adair, Rick Minear, Larry Riggleman, Mark Bergfeld, Todd Bloss, Paul Deasy, and Brandon Oldham. On the national points, because this is a UAS quarter points night, I'll let you know nationally, Wayne Felch of Portland, Oregon leads the national points. Jay Chavis of Waynesboro, Georgia in the second spot. Robbie Yao of Greensboro, North Carolina holds the third point nationally. Christy Mayo of Odessa, Texas is ranked fourth. And rounding out the 5, Jared Ord of Dumas, Texas. John Decker of Pocatan, Virginia. Also Victor Peters of Spring Hill, Florida. Eric Stansberry of Battleground, Washington. Eddie Gilbert of Claremont, North Carolina. And Ronnie Cox of Bethel, Washington. And there you go. There's your top 10 in the national points ranking. If you'd like to follow along points-wise, you can always check them out on Bob's 4Cycle for the national points rankings. And also check out the Keystone Unlimited All-Star website, keystoneallstars.weebly.com, for the latest in points updates amongst the Keystone All-Stars. Back to more racing action right here on Keystone Lightning. Okay, now we're to the point that we've been waiting for all night. It's feature time for the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars at the John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway. And for those of you who may not know John, this was a little bit about him, a little story to tell you. During the 2009 race season, one of the great racers in Western PA, John Smith, finally gave in to his good friend Ralph Spithaler's request to come race high horsepower with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. John and his employer and friend Sylvan Eastler put together a UAS package with the hope that John would be able to not do too bad. In John's first ever race, he placed third against the best that Western PA has to offer in the UAS division. Proving that his initial finish was not a fluke, a few weeks later, John came here, Good Hope Speedway, and won his first ever UAS race. His consistency throughout the season secured his spot among the extreme horsepower pilots, and through his skill and attitude, gained the respect of all of his fellow competitors. When the KUAS came to Good Hope that fall, John was the class of the field all night and took home the checkered flag to sweep the track's Unlimited All-Stars 2009 event. Just 2 weeks later, we received that unbelievable news that the newest member of our little fraternity, John Smith, had passed away at his home after a day spent racing at his home track of Slippery Rock Speedway. As all racers do, we continue to take the track every race weekend, but even 3 years later, there's still something missing from our events because we lost a racer that was truly one of our own. I'd like to ask that everyone please stand and observe a moment of silence and a show of respect for John Smith for the 2012 John Smith Memorial Race. All right. Thank you, everybody, and we're getting ready to run the feature here, 2012 John Smith Memorial Race feature at Good Hope Speedway, the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Taking the track right now for your feature on the pole is the 09 of Robbie Sarchet, outside row number one, Aaron Brest in the number two, row number two, Ben Gallup. Outside row two, number 99, Mark Bergfeld. Inside row three, the seven of Josh Hughes. Outside in the number 12 of Harry McElhaney. Going to row number four, the 22 of Rick Minear. Fall outside is Brandon Oldham in the triple X. Row number five, the 55 of Ed Mudrick, and they're underway. Getting them cleaned out right now, the 55 of Ed Mudrick. He's the defending two-time winner of this race. Outside is the 707 of Paul Deasy. Final row, the 56 of Ralph Spithaler. And outside, Randy Adair in the number 38. As we get ready for some great racing action, a feature here for the John Smith Memorial Race at Good Hope Speedway. Getting the signal, one to go, the leader, Robbie Sarchet, with the indication it's going to be coming on. Aaron Brest in his first race with the Unlimited All-Stars on the outside. Ben Gallup, 2011 Grand National winner. On the inside, lots of great talent out there, professional driving. This is going to be fun. Everybody, come on up and check this out. Cheer on your favorite drivers as the green flag waves, and we're underway. Here at Good Hope Speedway, the John Smith Memorial Race, taking the early lead as the 09 of Robbie Sarchet. And Brest gets a little bit loose. He's going to give up the second spot to 07 of Gallup. Brest falls into third. Bump and run. He slides on the inside. Takes that second spot back. Battle is for second and third as the 09 starts to stretch out about a 6 or 8 car lead. Go on down into 3 and 4 right now. Gallup takes that second spot. Once again, your leader is the 09 of Sarchet. Seven gets a little bit loose going through, opening up the door, and a couple of cars slide through as Brest takes the second spot, followed by the seven of Hughes. Your leader, Sarchet, in the 09, followed by Brest. The seven of Hughes and the 07 of Gallup. Mark Bergfeld in the 99 in the fifth spot, about six car lengths back. And there goes your leader, the 09 of Sarchet, battling for that second spot, second and third and fourth. I'll tell you what, it is really shaping up. Your leader, the 09. Going by right now. Right there's the number two right there, Aaron Brest. Going through one and two right now. That's your second place card. Hughes takes that third spot and the 07 of Gallup in the fourth position. Again, your leader right now is the 09 of Robbie Sarchet. Second spot, Aaron Brest in the two. Going to the third spot, the seven of Hughes. And the 07 of Ben Gallup. Goes the 12, then the 99, and 707. Play a great racing action here, the Unlimited All-Stars. Working his way through lap track, but is our leader, the 09, Robbie Sargent, and that Jawa. Really tearing it up here. My first time getting to really watch them, and they are certainly a ton of power in that thing. Second spot, Aaron Breast in the number 2. Third place, Hughes in the number 7. And Gallup in the 07. That takes you back to the top 4. Battle shaping up for 5th and 6th spot. McElhaney in the 12. Bergfeldt in the 99. And the 707 of Paul Deasy. And your leader getting ready to keep working his way on through in the fields. The 09 of Robbie Sargent. Battle still going there for the second, third, and fourth spot. Those carts, you can almost put a blanket on them. Going through 3 and 4. Breast is your second place cart. Then it goes the 7 of Hughes and the 07 of Gallup. It's your top 4. Then the 12 of 99. And the leader is coming up on the 99 right now. Again, your leader is the number 09. Robbie Sargent, his yellow flag comes out right now. We're going to have to line him up here as Bergfeldt spins in 3 and 4, causing the caution to come out. Aaron Breast in the number 2, pulling off on the inside. He's pulled off into the inside. Looks like he is done. The second place cart off the track. So I'll tell you what, anything can happen. Anything can happen. That's why we run the laps here. That's why we put it down here into the books. I'll tell you what, great racing action here at Good Hope Speedway. Doing a great job to accommodate the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars, plus some of those traveling in from Empire and other places to come race with us for this special race, the John Smith Memorial here. As fans are still on their feet around the gates waiting for the call of the green flag. Your leader, the 09, Robbie Sargent. 07 of Ben Gallup is your second place cart, with the number 2 of Aaron Breast coming off the track. Moving into the third spot, the 22 of Rick Menear sneaking up into the mix there. Ed Mudrick, the 2-time winner of the John Smith Memorial Race, finding his way in that fourth spot. And the number 12, McElhaney, rounding out your top 5. Then it goes Randy Adair coming from dead last to move up through the field. Then the 7 of Hughes. The Triple X. 56 of Ralph Spitthaler. The 99 of Mark Bergfeldt. And 707 of Paul Deasy. That's how it lines up right now as we... Looks like they're going to be getting the signal. Green flag flies. And your leader still is the number 09, Robbie Sargent. As we got a spin on the tracks, Bergfeldt spins again in 1 and 2, but keeps it going. No caution flag is out. Sargent is your leader, followed by 07 of Ben Gallup in the second spot. He's about 6 car lengths behind, then dropping about another 10 car lengths. That's the 55 of Ed Mudrick. Ed Mudrick there in the third spot. Again, your leader, the 09, Robbie Sargent. Also following is Ben Gallup in the 07. Third spot, Ed Mudrick in the 55, then the 12. And that's your top spots there. As Rick Menear is making his way back up through. He fell back a couple places, but he's trying to get up back past Randy Adair for the... Here's to be the 7th spot. Again, the 09. Robbie Sargent is your leader. Taking off and rolling away from the field. The 07. Ben Gallup in the 2nd spot. About 8 cart lengths behind. Then about half a straightaway back. Goes the 55. And there's the checker flag. And your winner, the 09. Robbie Sargent is your winner of the John Smith Memorial Race here at Good Hope Speedway. Second place going the 07 of Ben Gallup. Welcome back to Keystone Lightning. It's time for a driver interview, and what better way to wrap up a great night of racing at Good Hope Speedway than with a machine that was a rocket ship all night, the 09, Robbie Sarchet in the Axiom.
Hi. Yes, sir.
How's it going, man? Great racing out there, man. You were flying.
Yeah, I think it was hooked up. Glad to be here, man. All this memory of John Smith, yes, sir. You know, wish he could be here with us racing. You know what I mean? This racing, you know, memory of him. Didn't know him personally, didn't know him, but got a lot of his buddies here, you know what I mean? They're glad to see this thing happen. It was just a good race overall.
It was definitely awesome to have you come on out here and everybody else come out to show their support on the John Smith Memorial race here. I'll tell you what, you know, you weren't quite sure. You had a little rough start of the day. Turned out pretty good. You know, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your day?
Well, we had some issues at first. First time we were out there, run good. Second time we were out there, I think we lost our chain in one of the rocks. Didn't do so well in practice, you know what I mean? Qualifying races, had an issue with the throttle return line, and hey, here comes the shootout, you know what I mean? We started pulling the first, we just knocked them out, you know? It was a fun ride, a fun racetrack, you know what I mean? Glad to be here, and we'll be back.
Absolutely, we'll certainly look forward to you next year to defend your title.
I hope to be here. Hopefully we're still doing this. Hopefully this bad boy's still running good as it did today.
All right, Robbie, before I let you go, I'm sure there's some people you'd like to thank for your experience tonight.
Absolutely. Ron and Jerry Stevens, they put together the baddest machine in the Unlimited All-Stars. Thank you. These guys put a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of money into this thing. Got a new ignition from California yesterday. $500 ignition, you know, I mean, whatever money is, it's an issue, but, you know, we got to have it if we're going to keep this thing running, you know what I'm saying? Team effort, got to thank all the wives and girls back home, you know what I mean? We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, you know what I mean? They allowed us to come out here and do it, but, you know, we like to have them long when we can, but we're on these long trips like this, you know, like to give a shout out to them, but Ron and Jerry, man. Credits all these guys. I'm just a guy that gets to have the fun with it.
All right. Hey, Robbie, congratulations once again, and we'll see you next time. Well, hopefully sooner than later.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
Yep. And here's the full field rundown for the Keystone Unlimited All-Star Race from Good Hope Speedway. Robbie Sarchet in the 09 was your winner, followed by Ben Gallup in the 07. Two-time winner Ed Mudrick in the 55 finished third. Harry McElhaney in the 12 was fourth. Randy Adair coming up from the scratch starting spot to finish fifth in the number 38. Rick Minear finished sixth in the number 22. Ralph Spithaller in the 7th spot in the 56. The 8th spot went to Paul Deasy in the 707. 9th spot to Mark Bergfeld in the 99. Brandon Oldham came in 10th in the Triple X. The 11th spot went to Josh Hughes in the 7. And Aaron Brest finished 12th. Mechanical issues that caused him to finish early. What a great race from Good Hope Speedway, the John Smith Memorial Race. Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Keystone Racing All-Star Late Model Clone and Stock Animals are brought to you by the American Kart Racing Association, AKRA. That's the national sanctioning body of the Keystone All-Star Late Model Clone Series and the Keystone All-Star Stock Animal Classes. Also brought to you by the American Kart Track Promoters Association for cost-effective track insurance that protects your racers and spectators alike to event planning and assistance with providing solid nationally accepted rules packages. AKTPA is here for both the track promoters and racers alike. For more information on all that AKTPA has to offer, go to aktpa.com or give them a call at 317-501-3377. The Keystone Late Model Clone AKRA Builder Prep Rules Division is brought to you today by ARC Racing, with a full line of products for clones and billet parts for the wildest karting engines and everything in between. ARC Racing is a racer's choice for dependable parts and great service. Visit them on the web at arcracing.com and get the ARC Advantage.